Hey guys, welcome back to How About That Day. Today, I'm going to be giving you guys a short little weather update, and I'm going to divulge into a more funny topic. First of all, in more people in the Saskatchewan area, there has been a severe thunderstorm, mainly in the Saskatchewan area, I've noticed. There's been heavy rains with an 84% humidity, which it's all going to drastically die out, down in like 4 hours from the time I upload this. But yeah, that's that. It felt like near where I live, it filled an 185 gallon tank in like 5 minutes, which is quite honestly pretty fast. But, now saying that, I'm gonna divulge into my more funny topic, which is German stereotypes. Fun fact, I'm actually German. So, this is gonna be fun. So, let's see. Give me a second, just gonna look it up. Here. In Germany, rules are everything. It says here it's true. Germans love order. It's not exactly much that they love rules. There is certainly plenty of complaining about that. It's more that they love the level of playing field brought out by having everything spelled out in black and white. It can be difficult to learn all the rules when you come from a different country, but after enough fines from the police for crossing the street against the red man or yelling matches in the street over a photo you took of a city worker, you'll learn. So, honestly, I've noticed this. I do love order. Not exactly rules, depending on the rule, I actually kind of hate them. But private and public are two very different things. There's a massive difference in Germany between what is private and what is public. For instance, city workers cannot be photographed without their consent while doing their jobs on a public street because they have a right to privacy. Many, many houses are blurred out on Google Maps because there are no identifying marks on the house aside from the number. Germans are considered even the outside their private space. Even throwaway small talk questions like asking the bank teller how their weekend can be awkward. It's not that Germans are unfriendly or excessively suspicious. They just don't feel like their business is always ever anyone's business. See, this is not really me. I don't know if this is true, but it's not really me. I'm an open fella. I'll just say that. I have like friends and things who can agree with that I'm open, I'm excited, I'm hyper. Fresh air cures all ills. Germans love fresh air, particularly in rooms where sleeping happens. The land of logic and reason still thinks that air carries diseases and is generally not good for the Gesundheit. Most houses in Germany is very little fresh air and introduced naturally. Happily, there is a solution. Leave the bedroom window open all day with the heating on full. See, fresh air is really nice, but I don't know. But a draft can kill you. Yes, heating a room with the window opened is wasteful, but a draft can kill you. Don't you know? Basically, the rule is if a person has not opened the window themselves to alleviate a stale air problem, real or perceived, that person is at risk of being rendered ill or in extreme cases dying on the spot to the draft. Just ask Oma. Wow, I didn't know that. Irony 9, Dunke. Much is made out of Germans having a sense of humor fail at pretty well at times. It's not that Germans don't like jokes. They are just to English speakers not very funny. Mostly this is because Germans in general don't understand irony, and the entire foundation of English, of humor in English speaking cultures, is sarcasm and double meanings. I'm sorry, but I'm personally a very humorous person. I love jokes and things. I understand irony, sarcasm, and double meanings. I personally don't relate this one very well. Germans are Olympic standard garbage sorters. This one's gonna be interesting. In my house, there are 3 garbage cans. Styrofoam, plastic, cardboard, paper, and everything else. Also, a separate bag for returnable bottles. In other parts of the country, there are 4 or 5 different bins. Manufacturers of plastic containers must pay a fee to garbage collectors to deal with all their containers. So most Germans take their sorting seriously. Even the garbage cans in train stations have 3 or 4 divisions. I just mostly throw all my garbage in one can, except the reusable or returnable bottles that I can earn money for at Sarcan or something. But, the worst is no worst. Wurst is German for sausage, if I'm correct. No doubt about it, Germany loves the wiener. And the Bockwurst and the Weberwurst and each region has their own speciality. Though most are available in most supermarkets all over the country. Try Blutwurst in Kolding's famous Himmel und Ad, or find the Drunga's white sausage at nearly any Christmas market. See, sausage is really good. I think tried some of these. I can't remember. Might have, but I don't know. Being super cautious is standard. Germans don't act as people have much appetite for risk. So if you can think of a situation, there is an insurance for it. Personal liability insurance, while cheap, is a must for residents. If a car hits a biker who is permanently injured as a result, the driver is liable for the biker's medical costs for the rest of their life. The business insure their employees on the journey to and from work, but only if the employee takes the most direct route. So naturally, almost everyone has additional personal insurance to cover any accidents that may happen while dropping off a child at daycare while on the way to work. I didn't know that. That's interesting and new to me. This is more of facts to me than it is really stereotypes. Beginners are the Latin Americans of Germany. It seems that Berliners didn't get the memo about conforming to broad German stereotypes. As a part of their role as residents of the capital city, the rest of Germany makes fun of Berliners for their relaxed approach to timekeeping, getting things done. Berlin airport, anybody? Or taking 3 years to build 2 kilometers of tram lines? Berliners are known to regard countryism as a sport, which they are now and alone. At which are they alone are now and forever the world champions. Wait, taking 2 or 3 years to build 2 kilometers of tram. And I thought I was lazy. garden gnomes are a thing. Well, no duh. Standing by a toadstool, sitting in a wheelchair, or even reclining like a bearded obelisk. Garden gnomes in Germany are a thing, and they are not ironic. There are somewhere around 25 million living in gardens around the country. While most people don't think they are cool, the primary function of a gnome is just sort of a wink, wink, inside joke. and also super marketor. My German's off. I haven't learned or really spoke much German in forever, so I'm not gonna try to Supermarketorschblockpuntge. Nope, I give that up. Supermarkets are not open on Sundays and public holidays because the workers at supermarkets have families too, and they should be expected to leave them and scan your ridiculous hangover breakfast ingredients. Even though this happens every week and most supermarkets in the city are open until at least 10 p.m., people shop like they know they have to survive at least 7 days. Even worse is when a Sunday and a national holiday run together, meaning there are 2 days in a row where shops are closed. That is next level stuff. I think that just means supermarket apocalypse. If you will, on those days, you will go to the supermarket after midday, except only a sad carrot or two and a couple of rusty cans of beans will be left. Torsch panic something, I can't read that, is the fear of missing out on an opportunity because it ran out of time. All tenants are everywhere. Look carefully out the window or in any local or regional train, and you're on, and you'll see their pretty clumps of little sheds. These are not, as I first thought, a creative solution to the homeless problem, but rather elements, as with the most things designed to give pleasure in the Dutch land. These are very serious business. There are a lot of rules about what you can grow, and the wait list for a plot in a central part of the city can be up to 10 years. The only worth water is drinking sparkling water. Despite having access to what the world standard is considered top quality water from a tap inside their house, most Germans carry 9 liters of sparkling drinking water from water home from the street, even if they don't have a car. This is, of course, 9 kilograms or nearly 20 pounds. Tap water is fairly the same. Is the same family as stale air and is somehow bad for your health. If you're visiting someone at their house and ask for tap water, you probably won't get it. Don't even try it at a restaurant, just know. Sparkling water is really good, and I can see where this comes from, and I kind of believe them. I hate myself for this. Bread is a way of life. For most foreigners would agree that German bread is pretty good. There's plenty of it, and even the tiniest village has at least one bakery. Almost none of it goes in the toaster, and almost all of it has some Denke, spelt flour, in it. In general, bread is as much heavier than fluff white American or Italian bread, so it doesn't lend itself well to sandwiches. Still, Germans love this stuff. Bakeries are open on Sunday morning because bread is considered an essential to life. I personally quite like German bread. It's quite good. And I do agree bread is pretty much an essential to life. A German friend is a friend for life. Like many other Northern Europeans, Germans can take a while to warm up. It helps in the beginning if you perceive the distance as respect for your privacy rather than dislike or indifference. After all, these are people who can work with someone for 40 years and never call them by their first name or use informal pronouns. Once you break through the walls, Germans make excellent friends. It's very common for people to meet up once or twice a year with their school friends and ride well into middle. See, I would hope I'm a good friend. I think that's it. Anyway, I will hope you guys... I hope you guys enjoyed. This is another episode. This is a new episode of German Stereotypes, and I'll see you all later. Goodbye. This is Deagle69 signing off.